I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Shaku.
Welcome to Shaku Kaka.
Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast with me, Kate.
And me, Holly.
Oh my god, it's us.
We're back.
We are back. Oh my god, we keep taking holidays. We've only done like 6 episodes.
Yeah, we're really sorry, guys.
I'm not sorry. I got to go on holiday. Well, not holiday.
Yeah, Kate's come back slightly tanned.
Slightly. Like 1 degree more tanned than I
but
was.
I noticed it in my kind of really white paleness.
Look, the inside of my hands is the same colour as the outside of my
hands. No, it's more your face. You've got a glow.
My face.
Yeah.
It's probably my makeup.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's done very well, either way.
Yes! Okay, so we're gonna start with a question. I haven't forgotten anything, have I?
No.
I'm not good at intros.
No. Well, you see, it was fine. It's fine until you go, oh, well, I'm not very good.
It's my thing now!
Oh, God.
So our first question that we're going to start off today's, what is it, episode 7?
Oh, God.
Let's go with episode 7,
episode 7.
Our question, we're going to start with Ben Borthwick's question, which is, how should one bank holiday as a freelancer? Now, it is a bank holiday today. It won't be by the time this goes out, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So, how should you bank holiday as a freelancer?
Well, to be fair, we're spending our bank holiday Monday recording the podcast.
Yes, and I spent this morning playing games.
Yeah.
So...
Well, my parents have been visiting this weekend, so I've been, I've been doing family things.
Oh, what have I been doing? I went to a picnic.
Oh, nice.
Quite a nice picnic. It rained the entire time.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
It's a picnic.
Yeah. And it was a vegan picnic. So,
why?
Oh, because everyone there was a vegan.
Oh.
It wasn't just like a decision. It was Edwin's birthday.
Okay.
Lovely Edwin, who is now 30.
You went to his birthday,
they kept
Kate.
Mentioning being 30. So unless that was some weird family joke that I just didn't get, I think he's 30.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was exciting. Vegan stuff. So do that. Go to a vegan birthday picnic if you can.
It's incredibly specific.
Yeah. Well, if you can find one, just crash it and be like, I'm a freelancer.
And be like, I've heard I must do this.
Get out of my way. And they'll be like, yeah, okay, fair enough. That is a thing I've heard you have to do.
So yeah, segueing on. So we spent, that's what we've done this weekend.
Yes.
So what did you last week? I know that you went to somewhere very exciting, didn't you, Kate?
A vegan birthday picnic. Oh, wait, no, you mean LA. Oh, yeah. LA was all right, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, we were staying in Santa Monica and I kept being utterly blown away by all the things out of films.
Yeah.
So we'd go past like Sunset Boulevard and I'd be like, I've heard about that in songs! And everyone was like, oh god, I don't care, I've been here like 3 times now. But it was nice to be excited.
I've seen Sunset Boulevard at least 3 times.
Yeah, because everyone's like, I've been to LA every year since I was 3, so I don't really care. So it was nice to not be kind of jaded and cynical.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be at E3 either. I'm just going to be like, oh my god, burgers!
Oh my god, this is America! Oh my
god! I was so excited by everything. I mean, on purpose, I was like, I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Like, the plane was exciting.
Yeah, nothing annoys people more than if you're excited for something.
They're like, oh god, can you just chill out? I'm so jet lagged. And I'm like, I'm jet lagged! Drink some coffee and come be excited with me!
Come to Sunset Boulevard!
And we went to this really nice restaurant and we had loads of starters to share.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, oh, I'm just going to order an appetizer, so it'll be small. So I ordered chicken fingers. And they came, they were each an entire chicken breast.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this isn't a finger. Do you guys know what fingers are?
Yeah, how big are your fingers?
Look at your finger.
The chef comes out with just like massive hands like, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, leave me alone. I mean, like, how big is a finger. A finger's like a centimetre across.
Yeah.
And these were maybe like 4 or 5 centimetres across.
Yeah, that's more of like a hand than a finger.
With buffalo sauce.
Oh, buffalo sauce.
And I introduced like everyone to buffalo sauce. Mm. All of them were like, what is this delicious spiciness? Oh my goodness. So yeah, so exciting.
And then you got to look really smug like, well, this is buffalo sauce.
Made from real buffalo.
The juice of buffalo.
So yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was quite sunny, but all the people in LA thought it was cold. Like, I was going out in like tiny tops and tiny shorts, and they were all like wearing coats and shivering. I was like, dude, it's 23 degrees.
I know, your pictures look very nice. They're all kind of like fairgrounds and sun.
Yeah.
And
yeah, have you seen Ben Griffin's Instagram?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I was going for that.
Okay, you were trying to do
that.
I was
like, I can out Ben Griffin. Watch me go. Puts loads of filters on the photos, does a weird caption. And I'm like, yeah,
I win.
Who's Ben Griffin now, bitch? Me. we've talked about LA. What have you been doing in sunny London?
In sunny London, well, I went to, my parents have been visiting from Newcastle, my homeland. We went to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which was very nice. It's ridiculously twee. Mm-hmm. It's because my mum's quite a big like gardener person.
Yeah.
And we like used to watch it like every year when we're at home, because my mum used to love it. So we're like, right, this year we're gonna go. And so we went along, and it's a really nice day out. Like, it's like lots of like different show gardens that are like really pretty, and then there's a big tent that's just like full of different like flower displays. And because it's like the 150th birthday of Alice in Wonderland, they had lots of Alice in Wonderland theme, which was adorable.
Yes, teacups and rabbits.
Yes, yeah, lots of like teacups and like little cakes and things. It was so cute. But yeah, it was really nice, but it's just like so twee. It's like someone took a Village Fete out of like a Midsummer Murders or a Miss Marple and turned it into a festival. Like,
hang on, did people die? Are you saying there was a murder mystery?
Well, I mean, I was going around trying to, like, you know, talk to people and go, like, where were you 10 minutes ago?
And the vicar's like, I've never met that woman in my life. Oh. And you're like, oh my God.
And I go, liar, liar.
That's what happens whenever I go to a flower show.
Yeah.
Always with the murdering.
That's why you don't go anymore.
No. I mean, they caught me.
You're a bad omen. Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
And what else have I been doing? Oh yeah, I watched Eurovision.
I didn't. I was playing The Witcher.
Man, Eurovision. I love watching Eurovision just because it's so ridiculous. Yeah. But this year it was like, it was a little bit of a letdown because some of the, like, quite a lot of the songs were actually quite good.
I heard this.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's sitting there like, oh, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying listening to this.
Yeah, it's like, I'm enjoying this on a level that I would enjoy normal music. Like,
okay.
Like, why aren't I just, like, laughing at the, like, strange campness and weird costumes and stuff? But it was, it was good. I always like watching it. And, but yeah, because my Danish family take Eurovision incredibly seriously. Yeah. Like, in mainland Europe, it's like their World Cup type thing. Like, I remember one time they came over and they were watching it with us in England, and they were just completely shocked and abhorred of what, like, Graham Norton was saying, or what Terry Wogan or something was saying at the time. They were like, how can he say that? It was like, that's like the fun of it. And they just like weren't having it.
And they left. They stormed out.
Yeah, they stormed out, and they got in there.
To Graham Norton.
Yeah, and they got in their long boat and sailed back.
Holly!
Yeah. but yeah, and also I played, there was a Harvest Moon, which is now becoming like our on-running game that we always talk about.
I've been playing it all week.
Oh, well, I've been craving a Harvest Moon for a while, and I went on the eShop and they had like a sale, and they had Tale of Two Towns, which is on sale, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it, but it's quite like different. Like, there's some bits of it which are different, which I really like, and there are some bits of it which I'm like, oh, even though it's like a really stupid thing.
Is that the one with all the children is the Lost Valley, isn't it? The children that you have to marry.
What?
You know, we checked out all the husbands.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and they were
yeah.
all just full-on children.
Yeah. No, this one had a fair few, like, children. Like, there was only one, which I'm now going for. He's quite muscly and he's got tattoos, so I'm like, oh, yeah. But,
cool.
But no, it's quite, so, like, it's got the kind of old, kind of, like, I really like it, 'cause some of the later Harvest Moons, they try to be, like, 3D, and they look a bit shit, like, the art style isn't as nice, but in this one, it's got, like, the kind of sprites that the Game Boy ones had.
Really?
Yeah, so it looks really pretty, and it's just such a good-looking game, and if anything, it just made me wish that they would go back to that, 'cause I was playing it, and I was like, oh, this looks amazing. Like, why don't they go back to this? But anyway, yeah. And so basically there's like two towns and okay. they hate each other.
Oh, no.
And you've got to bring them together. You can choose to live in either town and you can move between the two.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is really cool. And also means that there's like a few more characters and like different shops and stuff and place to explore. And there's like a big mountain in between them. And the way you, and your, the Harvest Goddess says you have to bring them together. And the way you bring them together is by entering the cooking competitions. Which, of course...
Wait, no, what?
So they have like four times every month they have cooking competitions.
Okay.
And if you enter them,
four
like...
Four times every month?
Yeah, it's like every week there's a cooking thing.
So are the months normal Harvest Moon where it's spring, summer?
Yeah, yeah, like seasons type thing. But yeah, and so you enter that and they increase and they get friendlier and then you get like a tunnel which connects the two and stuff. But there's some stuff in it which I quite like, which is different. So you have like a horse and cart... which is really nice, so you can like take the cart around, and I use, like, in other Harvest Moons, I don't really use the horse very much, but in this one, I'm just, like, constantly using the horse. Like, it's so good. And then, and also you can go on dates in this one.
Oh my god, dates!
Yes, it's so, so cute! So, like, you'll, like, be talking to someone, and then afterwards they'll be like, oh, hey, do you want to go for a walk with me? And then they each have, like, you get three different options of where you want to go, and they each have, like, two that they really like, one that they like, and then one that they hate.
Oh.
And then so you have to choose and get it right, and then so you go on little dates, which is adorable, and I'm enjoying that part of it.
Yeah.
But then the thing that I didn't think would bother me, but I'm kind of like, oh, you know, in the other Harvest games generally like if you don't marry someone, someone else will.
That's not happening in mine. I'm quite disappointed because I saw some people flirting and I was like, oh my god, and then they're just not gonna get married.
Yeah,
I'm really sad.
Yeah, that's what happens in this one as well. It's like you get married and everyone else just carries on like
being sad and lonely forever.
Exactly.
Unless they're already married when you start.
And I quite like the kind of like the like in the old ones, like the kind of urgency of like, you know, oh, if you don't go for that person, then they will. And then everyone starts to pair off and they have children. It's like it feels like it's growing with you.
Yeah.
Well, this one is kind of like, oh, I mean, yeah. So I didn't think that would bother me, but it kind of does. It's quite strange.
It bothers me. I mean, the one I'm playing at the moment, I played loads in LA.
Yeah.
Because I kept waking up at ridiculous times and being like, Harvest Moon? Harvest Moon. and I've just got to the point where I've got a red heart.
Oh my god!
I mean, I've got a red heart with everyone. It's so easy to make people love you in the game.
You just
got
to talk to them.
Basically, every time you win a competition,
you
go up like a heart level.
Yeah.
So every time I win,
they're
like, oh
my god, you're amazing!
Well done! And I'm like, back off, mate. I'm taken. I've got a boyfriend. You can actually make them your boyfriend and then your husband.
Yeah, this is kind of so like cute. What happens with this. It's like instead of in this one they have like flowers. Like it's quite nice. Like it's like I really like the art style in this one. So like by their like where like their conversations come up, the little speech bubbles.
Yeah,
there's like a little vine with flowers.
Okay,
and each as the flowers bloom, like the more flowers that bloom,
so it's more of a meter.
Yeah, it's more of a meter kind of thing. Which,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And also, so it means like with villagers, you can see.
Yeah.
So they have it, but they don't change color or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, and I didn't think it would bother me that they don't get together, but it's kind of, and also like once you marry them, they just kind of like hang around the house and don't really do anything and lose all personality.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like they don't like, I know in some other ones, I think in the console ones, not the handheld ones, like once you get married, like your spouse and then your child, like help out on the farm and like,
go out and forage.
Yeah, and like mingle.
Cook for you.
Yeah, and in this one, they can cook for you. But then that's about it. They just kind of stand in the house like, okay, I'm just going to wait here. And apparently,
lonely life.
Yeah, apparently even if you come back at like 5 a.m, they're just standing there like, hello, I've missed you.
Aww.
And it's just like, oh, it's really depressing.
Apparently in my one, I can't get married yet because essentially the guy I've picked out is a butler for this other guy.
Okay.
And this other guy, I think he's a prince, goes away for one of the seasons.
Okay.
And can't marry the guy until he comes back.
Oh, okay.
Despite the fact that that makes no sense. I'm like, just because the guy isn't around doesn't mean you can't get married, idiot. But he needs his permission or something.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so I've got this whole month where I'm like, I could marry him.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah. You're just kind of hanging around for like, oh.
Yeah.
Does your one have reverse proposals?
It does, but I have to give him 150 gifts.
150? To be fair, I give them a gift every day.
So do I, but that's only been like 60 days.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah, screw that. I can't be bothered. I'd like to, but...
Yeah.
No,
I think I'm going to try to go for the reverse proposal.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I might end up doing that, but I want a baby, Holly.
Oh God!
I wanted to put a baby in me.
That's terrifying.
But you can change your hairstyle, baby. Which is quite nice.
Yeah, I can change outfits in this one.
I've got that as well, but you have to give him loads of stuff. Or her. Even,
yeah, it's the same with this one. I've just got my first change of outfit, but you can't change like hairstyle, which is a bit annoying. Yeah. But it's a step in the. I think my one was 2012.
Yeah, so I think mine's slightly more recent.
Yeah, so they've kind of built on it a bit. But I'm really sad that they didn't keep the sprites. Like, they're really. Mm. I think they look really pretty. But yes, we've talked about. Oh, have you seen Mad Max?
Yes.
Everyone's talking about it.
Mad Max!
Yes. I really liked it.
So did I.
I liked it so much more than I was expecting to.
Yeah, I went into it with that whole, like, Gamergate-y, it's got a feminist agenda thing in my
head.
And I was like, right, I'm really excited to see.
Yeah, that made me want to see it more.
What a feminist agenda is.
Yeah.
And then I went to see it, the first half of the film, or maybe like the first quarter.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the exact opposite. And that made me really angry. I was sitting there like, what? These men are shit. These women are being... everything's shit.
Yeah.
And then it developed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until maybe the last third of the film where I was actually like, okay,
yeah.
This is quite cool.
It's just amazing how an agenda just means that basically the motivation for what's happening isn't male-based.
Yeah.
And like, just because the women are the ones that are, like... And they're not their own storylines aren't reliant on like men. In a, well, I mean they are, but not in the way that kind of like they're doing it for a man.
No,
it was, and I was like, that's an agenda, really.
I was mostly bothered because the main thing in that film is freeing women from slavery, and I was like, that's not a feminist agenda. That's just being a nice person.
Yeah, like that's not an agenda. And they were like, oh yeah, they're kind of freeing women from being breeders. And it's like, but...
Feminism!
Yeah, and it was
Yeah,
it's like, that's just freeing slaves, isn't it?
Yeah,
but
I mean, if they want women to be breeders, doesn't that make them in the wrong pretty much?
But no, I really enjoyed it, because I'm not a huge action film person. I usually get quite bored, but I really enjoyed it.
It was really well done.
Yeah.
And the director's like 70.
I know, it's the director who did Babe.
And Happy Feet.
I know, like what?
I mean, Happy Feet's an amazing action film.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah, with the guns.
Yeah, and the kickboxing.
Penguin tanks.
Yeah, oh, penguin tanks are the best bit.
So cute. So yes, I have another thing. Let's see if my phone's going to last. Okay, so I went for a visa interview.
Okay.
I didn't get to talk about this last week, but I went for a visa interview. And I got rejected.
Oh, yeah. I
so
remember
when
you telling me.
I was like, oh, I'm going for a foreign media representative visa, please.
Mm.
And he was like, what do you do? And I was like, well, I write and present videos. And he was like, doesn't sound like media to me.
What?
And then went to another interview, like, in the same area at the same time. And he was like, yeah, sorry, but it just doesn't fit with the definition of media. And I'm like, what? Videos is media. What?
It's like, what do you define as media if that isn't media?
And then I felt really bad because I was like, well, does that mean I'm going to have to, like, you know, tell a weird story at customs? Am I going to have to pretend I don't make videos? But I do, and they said it didn't count.
Yeah.
So it's not my, like, actual America said they weren't interested. So I had to get an ESTA, and I went through on an ESTA, and it was fine.
Okay.
Like, I didn't have to... Yeah,
you were illegally smuggled into LA.
It was okay. So that was good, but like it just confused me so much.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to tell you my story about the creepy guy.
Okay.
I just walked into. So I mentioned this on Twitter, right?
Okay. Oh, I haven't seen this, so.
Yeah, good. Okay. That'll ruin the surprise. So there were these two guys. I was walking up from Stratford Station to your house, and there's this like short like 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
And these two guys were next to me, and one of the guys I didn't notice at first because I was. Tweeting or whatever, and he was like, hey lady, hey, you're pretty, hey, look at me, what are you doing? And I was like, at first I just did the thing where I'm just like, oh, making all these disgusted faces, like, oh, back off, ugh.
Yeah,
but I normally don't say anything, but he just kept going, so I just kind of turned to him and wasn't expecting to do this at all. And I just went, don't do that, it's creepy, and just kind of, he was like, oh lady, don't be so weird, and I just went, Jesus Christ, and walked off.
Jesus Christ!
I never still
that's awesome.
That.
It's obviously.
And I said it, and I was like, "Oh my God, I did it!
That's good. You've broken. Now you can always stand up for yourself."
Yeah.
I love how you went, Jesus Christ. Maybe he thought that you were trying to, like, you know, convert him. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was like rolling my eyes, like, "Oh Jesus Christ!"
Did you like turn into like a 90s badass teenager.
I don't know. It was so weird. And, like, turning to a guy and just being like, don't do that. It's creepy. I think it's because I'm running on, like, maybe 4 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't have a filter right now.
So. That's good. Don't have a filter more often. Yeah. Get shit done.
Get shit done, bitches. So those are my stories.
Yeah, awesome. Shall we move on to challenges?
Challenges. Do you want to do yours first?
Okay,
or
I'll do mine.
Just do mine first. Okay, you do yours.
Okay, I'll do mine. Okay.
Challenge me.
Challenges.
I might have to charge my phone to make sure my challenge survives.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Where's the charger?
What kind of charger do you need? Oh, we're so prepared. Okay, there's one in that bowl over
there. Okay, I'm going to go and charge it. Bye, everyone.
Yes, I'm going to explain. We're so professional. Okay, well, Kate goes and sorts out a charger. Okay, she found half. There we go. Okay, there's a plug here. Okay, so basically, the other day, I don't know how I got onto this. I think I was looking up X-Files stuff.
Of course.
And then...
fan fiction?
Always. Born. I was adding to my extensive list of X-Files fan fiction. And basically, I came across a picture of David Duchovny on the front of a Playgirl magazine. And he's wearing, like, I tweeted the picture. So, like, go and look at my Twitter and look at the picture. Because it's just the most bizarre thing. Like, I do not understand how anyone looked at that and thought, yes, that's a sexy pose. He's literally, like, he's wearing, like, oversized briefs and a shirt. And he's kind of, like, holding his feet and rocking back and forth. Like, you know, kind of like toddlers do?
Oh, wow.
And I was like... who thought that was a good idea? Like, who looked at that and went, yeah, that's it. That's the money shot.
I didn't do that. I didn't just get incredibly aroused by the description. Well, no. Well,
no, who would do that? So anyway, I decided to look into Playgirl magazine.
Oh, no.
And I've gone from... I've started to look at... I've got a little quiz, okay? So you have to pick out which is the true thing...
But mine's a quiz.
The true... That's fine. We've got okay. Two quizzes.
Oh my god, two quizzes in one day.
Exactly.
It's just like school.
I know, it's amazing. It's
okay, I'm ready.
Okay, right. So basically, you've got to pick out the true thing that was on the front. Like, you know those little like tagline things they have?
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have...
10 ways to make your man jizz all over your mum or things like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, wow, I need to read that.
Exactly. Okay. So you have to pick out which one of these is true.
Okay, I'd just like to apologise to my mum very quickly for saying that.
Yeah, your poor mum. You should listen really to this podcast.
I'm sorry, mum.
Okay, so pick out, start off with a fairly, you know, simple one. Okay, so which one of these is true?
Yeah.
Are we all strumpets? All is in capital. Are we all hookers? Are we all craving a sneaky bonk? Are we all flimsy floozies?
I really like strumpets, but I doubt that's a Playgirl thing. That sounds like a Witcher thing. I'm craving a bonk.
No, it was, are we all hookers? I'm afraid.
What was the answer?
I don't know. I didn't have the magazine.
I need to know.
You're going to have to find like a 1970s copy of Playgirl to find it.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
But are we? I mean,
I don't know.
Am I?
Apparently we are. I don't know. Okay, so pick out the true one of this. Okay. Are you a candidate for interracial love? Are you an applicant for backdoor fun? Are you a contender for cheeky chuff chugging?
Ugh.
Are you a nominee for monogamy?
Ooh. I mean, again, I really like candidate for interracial love, like you have to apply for it. But the last one, the monogamy, the whatever it was.
No, it was interracial love.
No,
yes, that was true. That was on the front of a Playgirl.
Are you a candidate for interracial love?
I know.
Like, you have to queue up and be exactly, like, I'd like to apply for one interracial love, please.
I know.
That's
okay.
Weird.
So you haven't got any right yet. So
this is hard.
Yes.
Surprisingly hard.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so next one. Which one of these is true?
Okay.
Five places to shugdy wuggedy. Seven of the hottest venues to bangarang. Top 10 locations to fuckity boo. 10 hotspots to dippity do it.
Why would you put any of those on the front? Oh, those are all embarrassing. It's like they've put shag and they're like, oh, but that doesn't really get it across.
Yeah,
it?
I know.
Which
one?
The second one?
Seven of the hottest venues to bangarang.
Yeah.
It was actually 10 hotspots to dippity do it.
Dippity do it.
I know.
It's was that awful. Like some kind of slang that we're not aware of?
I have no idea.
Hey baby, you wanna dippity do it?
You wanna dippity do it? It sounds like how Ned Flanders would try and like get you in bed.
Well, he would.
Okay, number four. Okay, which one of these is true? Mm-hmm. 38 slabs of meat ready for a pasting. 25 hot hunks ready to be corrupted, 12 desirable males ready for demoralization, 2 fellows ready for a nice cuddle.
Aww. Wait. Demoralization, was that one of them?
12 desirable males ready for demoralization.
That's some kind of horrible interrogation technique. What was the second one?
25 hot hunks ready to be corrupted.
That's also horrible. These all sound like they're written by the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey. Like, I know. Has no idea how to write sexy.
Yeah, she was the one that wrote my favourite line. It was something like, she made the noise like a sad goat about to have sex. What is that noise? It's like, meh. That's not a sexy noise.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I didn't notice half this stuff when I was reading it. I remember being like,
you read it?
I read all of them.
What?
Yeah.
There's Why?
There's one bit where he sexily pulls out her tampon.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not sexy.
That doesn't stop me, yoink.
Nothing about that is sexy at all.
Yeah, she keeps referring to her inner goddess, which is really annoying. I've heard about that. And
see, the only thing I did, I went on, like, when I was, like, 18 or something, went on a post-sixth form holiday to, like, a Greek island, as Ooh. You do.
Yes.
As is a rite of passage. And one of my friends bought a copy of the book in the airport, and she read it, like, while we were just, like, lounging on the beach in the pool, and she would, like, fold down the corners of the funniest pages.
That's a great
and
idea.
And read them out
Next
to
podcast,
us.
Yes. We're doing this. We've done Sex Dungeons, so it's actually a step down from that.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna... Wait, have you read
oh,
our one?
Oh, God. Okay, wait, you have to say...
The corrupting one.
Correct!
Yes! Yeah!
The real thing was 25 hot hunks ready to be corrupted.
Why are we corrupting them?
I have no idea.
Are they innocent young men and we're going to teach them the dirty, dirty ways of sex?
I have literally no idea how you corrupt them. See, when I hear corrupt, I think kind of like, I don't know, like some kind of like old illness. Like they have been corrupted of the spirit and stuff.
We're going to put a curse upon them.
Yes! Okay, right, number 5. Okay. There's 11 of them. Okay.
Oh God.
Which one of these is true? Erotic boat rides, bawdy plane journeys, carnal canal boats, sensual truck traffic.
Ooh, I mean, all of those sound like something out of my book.
My deepest, darkest fantasies.
My fantasy book that I write in. It's like a journal. It's actually, it's more like a scrapbook.
Okay.
Because I cut out pictures.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, things are happening.
I just knocked my 3DS off the thing.
I'm going to go for the canal boats.
Carnal canal boats.
Yes.
It was actually erotic boat rides.
No!
Erotic boat rides. So you've only got one correct so far.
Carnal canal boats is better.
I know, right?
You need to go and work for Playgirl.
I know, right? I was really proud of that one. Yeah. Carnal canal boats.
Carnals.
There we go. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, which one of these is true?
Okay.
Diddling on LSD, what you need to know now. Now is in capital letters.
Now! Yep.
Shagging on crack, what you need to know now. Boning on pot, what you need to know now. For doodling on ketamine, what you need to know now.
So, is it implying that you are literally having sex on drugs right that second? You've picked up a copy of Playgirl and you're like, I need to know, why is everything going wrong?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's almost like you kind of, I don't know, you got really high and then you were like, I tried to have sex but it didn't work for some reason. Then you're wandering the streets.
Fetch the Playgirl.
Yeah, and you see Playgirl and it's like, oh my God, it knows my problem.
I'm going to go with pot because I find it slightly unlikely that they'd be like, saying any other drug,
you maybe? You don't think it's diddling on LSD?
I mean, yeah, but like, if they're, you know, appealing to their main demographic. Yeah.
You are correct on this one. Yeah. It was boning on pot. What you need to know now.
Now.
Now. Right now. Okay. Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy après ski. Nude hot dogging. Erotic snowboarding. Horizontal refreshment. Obscene surfing. Extreme porcupine shuffling. Shuffling, sorry. I read that wrong. Suggestive kayaking. Waterfall his purple.
I'm actually upset by their puns. I'm genuinely upset. Like, the pot one, surely you can think of... Like,
I know.
Humping on hemp would be better than boning on pot.
We need to start a Toku magazine. Yeah. That's just filthy.
Well, we will. Okay, the second one again. What was that?
The second one was erotic snowboarding, horizontal refreshment.
Oh, yeah, that one. It is refreshing having sex in the snow, surely.
I'm afraid that is wrong.
No!
It was sexy après-ski, nude hot dogging.
What what's hot dogging?
I think I have a vague idea of what it might be, but I'm not sure.
Putting your penis in between the bum cheeks, because they're buns.
Well, that's what I assumed. I thought that's not a very sexy thing to look at. Like, oh my, and also, how would you do that not nude? It's nude hot dogging.
I was right!
Oh, we were right!
Yay!
Why is that? I don't want to see a picture of that. Also,
without penetrating the anus.
Well, obviously. Okay. Come on. Okay, so you've only got two right so far.
Yeah, but I also learned what hot dogging was.
It's like, we're learning things. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think those people have ever seen a hot dog.
No, no.
It kind of looks like a penis in a bottom.
It kind of, you know, like how you've got like a massive bun and then this little wrinkly sausage.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird and purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of gross.
Purple, okay. Well, it's magenta. Okay, number 8.
Yes.
Can men really tell the time? Can men really chop off their legs and grow a tentacle? Do men really exist? Do men have real friends?
I think it's the last one, but I really want it to be all the other ones.
It is the last one. Oh. It's the last one.
Can men really chop off their legs and grow a tentacle? I mean, we've all heard the rumours.
I mean,
but...
we've all heard it, but I don't know.
We tested several men, and they said no. Actually, they said, ah! But, you know, same thing.
Yeah, and then they kind of stopped talking after a while, but, you know,
weird.
It's fine.
It's pretty weird.
Men are weird. Okay. Number 9.
Yes.
Okay, so they had a... I think this was the 80s.
Okay.
Or was it the 90s? I don't know, I can't remember. I really should have made a note of when each of these came out.
Do your goddamn research, I know, Holly. My God.
I know, I missed a trick there. Okay, so... At some point, they had a 12-centerfold spread of the village people. Okay? How did they describe it? On the front cover, remember?
Yes.
A lovable gangbang. A nude bonanza. A mess of pecker. A naked caucus.
Oh. I'm gonna go with the last one.
A naked caucus.
Yes.
No. Oh. It was a nude bonanza.
So they were naked.
Yeah, it's centerfold.
Full on village people naked.
I mean, well, it's Playgirl. There's a naked man in every single one.
Why? I don't know. I want to see that.
Men look better with pants on, generally.
I'm upset.
I know. Okay, but 12 centerfold spread of village people. Okay, so.
There aren't even that many of them.
That's a no. Okay,
aren't
right.
Aren't there 5 of them?
I don't know.
12 doesn't even divide
also,
by 5.
Also, how do you have 12 centerfolds? Because a centerfold is where the magazine is joined together. Like, that's where the. So, how do you
maybe
have
12 it was like
a
4D magazine and they had lots of centers all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
right.
must be what it was.
Number 10. They had a special nude spread. What was it? Was it. Pick the true one. Was it the wonder of gingers, the charm of hillbillies, the excitement of chub, or the joys of older men?
Older men.
Yeah, that was pretty easy. It is the joys of older men.
Please tell me which magazine that was in.
Can't remember.
No!
Sorry, you're going to have to look it up. Okay, last one. Okay, right. In one of the magazines, they had their very first...
Yes.
So on the front of their cover, they had our first, and then what followed that?
Oh no.
Was it our first scratch and sniff centerfold?
Ah!
Was it our first do-it-yourself centerfold? Our first life-sized centerfold? Or our first pop-up centerfold?
Oh my God.
What do you think it was? What was their first?
I can't imagine they didn't do all of those.
Well, I mean, they're all pretty great ideas.
Playgirl sounds exciting.
Yeah, I know, right? It's an interactive magazine.
I'm going to go with... See, having worked in magazines, I can just imagine some stressed out editor being like, can't get the fucking pop-up to fucking work!
I just had the idea of, like, you get a Playgirl, and then the pop, like, it's like, there's a nude man, and then you just, like, pull a little thing, and his penis goes, whoop, and you're like, yay, this is fun.
Like, I know how much of a pain in the ass it is to get just normal posters.
Yeah.
So all of those would just, I mean, they just piss everyone off, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It'd quickly lose all its allure. I'm going to go for, I quite like scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
It was not.
It was not.
It was a do-it-yourself centerfold.
That was the least likely in my head. What does that mean?
I don't know. Again, I couldn't find out. I tried to find out what it was, and I couldn't. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. So, okay, so let's count up your scores. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 out of 11.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Could have been worse. So I hope you've learned something about the wonders of Playgirl.
I wish I hadn't. But yeah. So my challenge is really short because I sort of forgot because I was playing The Witcher. So it's Witcher related, surprisingly.
Okay.
Basically.
I haven't played a Witcher game, so.
I know. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, good.
So basically, I know you haven't played The Witcher, and I'm going to make you want to play The Witcher.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully. Okay.
I'm prepared.
I'm going to do is I'm going to read out things.
Okay.
By the way, this challenge is called Witch, Please.
I get it.
So I'm going to read out things that may or may not have happened, and you have to tell me whether they're in The Witcher 3.
Okay.
Or whether they're Witch, Please didn't happen.
Oh, okay. Good.
So you
I
say
like it.
Witcher 3 or Witch, Please.
Okay, I'll try and remember the two catchphrases.
Yes, it's tough.
Okay.
It's tough.
I'll try.
So, number one, Geralt invents ice cream.
Witch, Please.
That is a Witch, Please. That doesn't happen.
Yes.
In the parts that I've played.
Yes. You don't know. You might. People might be screaming at the podcast now. Yeah. Like, you haven't got far enough yet.
Oh my god, that's like the end bit.
Yes. His name is Geralt Haagen-Dazs. Do you not know that?
I'd love that. Number two.
Okay.
Geralt loses at cards to a drag queen elf.
Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
Yes.
That does happen.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest, I won.
I like it. I like it even more. I like it even more. Yeah, for that.
It's wonderful.
Okay. Mm.
Number three.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Geralt has to make his way through a cheese dungeon.
I really want that to be true. I mean, I want that, but I'm going to say Witch, Please.
That's Witcher 3.
What?
It actually happens.
A cheese dungeon.
A cheese dungeon.
Am I thinking dungeon as in like a Zelda dungeon? Like it's a bit in the game where you go in? Or is it just like, is it like a Madame Caramel? Is it like Madame Cheddar? Like there, just like, hello, Geralt.
It's basically, I don't want to spoil it too much.
Okay, okay.
A dungeon.
Okay.
That's themed around cheese.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it wouldn't be too good to be found there.
No. Sorry. That was terrible.
I'm sorry. I was on the spot to create a dungeon-themed cheese pun. That's not easy.
Number four?
Okay, number four.
Geralt gets mutton chops.
Witch, Please.
Witcher 3.
What? Oh,
nice. Yes.
I thought you'd try and throw me by throwing in a kind of slightly more believable one.
Yeah.
How does it get munchops?
There's a beard and hairstyle DLC that's free. And you download it, and then you go into a barber, and he sits there in the chair and just goes, I'd quite like some mutton chops. And then he gets munchops, and you're like, oh my god, Geralt, you look so sexy right now.
You look so hot.
Number five.
Okay.
Geralt gets involved in a sexy love triangle.
Ooh, I'm going to say Witcher 3.
Witcher 3, of course that one's true.
Yes.
He's a sexy man, and everyone flirts with him.
Yeah.
Like, literally the entire game is just walking through with people going, oh, hello there.
Why does everyone... Oh my god, that sounded like Fable.
It's a bit
oh,
like
hello.
That. Hello, dumpling.
Oh, hello, you're gorgeous.
Today I was playing, and I only played for like an hour.
Yeah.
And there were these two little kids playing beside me.
Oh god, where's this going?
And I turned around to walk off, and I just heard, will you be my boyfriend? What? And I turned around, they'd run off, and I was like, what?
What is this game?
It's so good.
I really do want to play it. Okay.
Number six.
Okay.
Geralt fights a fetus.
Oh god, that's very Binding of Isaac. I'm going to say Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
Yes.
Yeah. No spoilers. I'm not going to tell you why.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. I'm going to have to find out for myself.
You're going to have to play
it. Yeah, I will.
Fight some dang fetuses. I've lost track.
Okay.
Geralt has sex on a unicorn.
Yes, Witcher 3. I've seen lots of... Isn't it like a stuffed unicorn?
It's a stuffed unicorn.
And is it... I don't know if this is just people... Because I haven't seen it, so I don't know if this is just people joking on Twitter, but isn't it implied that a smaller unicorn was used during the act? as some in some kind of way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, oh man, you can't even tell
Unless
me.
Unless I've missed it out, because he's mentioned it a couple of times.
Oh,
and I've been like, how do I trigger it?
He's mentioned it. What do you mean he mentioned it?
Oh, he keeps having conversations with people, and they're like, oh, I see your girlfriend's back. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, didn't you guys once do it on a unicorn? He's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm really confused by this. I really can't tell the tone of this game right now.
It's cute. It's well cute.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds adorable.
My phone's messing
up.
Number something.
Okay.
Geralt has sex with a spider woman.
With a spider woman.
A spider woman.
I'm going to say Witcher 3.
Witcher, please.
Oh,
he hasn't done it in my game, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'll keep trying.
I mean, that
I will.
Sexy Charlotte's Web character. Just like,
I've had sex with quite a few people. All of them prostitutes.
yeah, terrible person. Yeah.
I just want to point out, right, the sex animations in the brothel in the poor district are the same as the sex animations in the rich district. So, what does that tell you?
Well, do you catch, like, the clap in the poor district? Do you get, like, some dodgy disease? Or is it, like, Fable, where you can get STDs?
I don't think so. Condom? I've been spanked.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, what is this game? I'm so confused.
The sex scenes are kind of weird, because they're really quiet, apart from the occasional, but he doesn't make
What do you see in the sex scenes?
Lots of tits, and Geralt's in his pants.
Okay. So you don't see any peen?
No.
No peen.
You see her lying back on the bed being thrusted. Oh. You don't see him thrusting. Oh. You just see her being like, ooh.
Oh, that's shit.
Yeah.
That's totally just like man service there, like point of view type thing. Where's our thrusting Geralt? Is it Geralt or Gerald?
Geralt.
Because Geralt sounds like Gerald, which isn't very sexy.
People do call him silly things. Someone called him geriatric earlier. They were like, oh, geriatric, whatever your name is. And I was like, hee
hee. Get it?
Okay, number whatever. Geralt goes on a quest to find a saucepan, but gets told off because it's too clean.
Witcher 3.
Witcher, please.
Oh,
I mean, Witch,
man.
Please.
I'm starting to just fall into the trap now.
Well, actually, it's a frying pan.
Oh, come on! Oh, come on! That is mean!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. Number something else. Geralt gets come onto by a load of ladies in a painting made out of hair.
Oh man, I'm tempted to just say Witcher 3 for all of them.
Witcher 3?
Yes!
Because
awesome.
I was trying to come up with ones as ludicrous as what actually happens, and it's really tough. Number the last one.
Okay, last one. Okay.
Geralt goes on a quest to find out why a hill is talking to him, and turns the hill into a horse.
Which, please?
Witcher 3.
What?
Yeah!
Oh, man!
Yeah!
I thought that would be your ludicrous, like, imagination coming in.
I wish that actually happened.
It turns into a horse.
Turns into a horse.
Why is this game?
I mean, the hill turns out to be a pulsing flesh lump. That makes it better. And then I turned into a horse. So.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah.
So, like, a giant zit, basically.
Know what it was. It wasn't really explained very well, and I don't really want to spoil it. I've already spoiled quite a lot of side quests.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to play it now.
I'm even more
intrigued than I was before, so you have done your job.
Also, I found out that this lady that I'd helped is romanceable.
Oh.
Yeah, she kept being like, come and visit me later, and I was like, oh. But loads of people keep saying that to me. Like, there were these twins, and they were like, teach me how to sword fight, Geralt. And I was like, oh,
hello.
This is... And then I had to teach her how to sword fight, and I was like, oh, okay.
So is he straight, or does he just bang anything?
As far as I can tell, he's straight. He hasn't got any offers from any men. There were some male prostitutes in the brothel, but they were really gross. Like, they kind of had this long, curly, black hair.
Yeah.
And they were sort of dancing on a table like this. And he had some kind of really disgusting cough.
Oh.
So I went up to him, and I was like, oh, can I pay him? Because that'd be quite interesting.
Yeah.
I need to win.
Maybe they're just trying to put you off, like, no, don't be gay.
And he was like, hello, how can I help you? And I was like, I don't think you can.
Oh, man, you should have helped. You should have. Oh, man, you have to do it. I want to know. I want to know if you can. And then you just get this like, horrible man, like, being thrusted on a bed. It's like, ew.
The closest I got was the...
Where's all the sexy male prostitutes?
Well, the cross-dressing elf was quite attractive. I bought some masks from him.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Because I've seen you taking screenshots of it, and you have that weird kind of like bird mask thing.
It kind of ruins it because I miss looking at his face.
Do you quite fancy
Oh my
Geralt?
God, he's so attractive.
How old is he?
Oh, he's like 1,000 or something.
Okay. Is he kind of like typical, like, I'm 1,000 years old because I've got the spirit of a god inside me?
Well, basically a witcher is a dude who's been mutated beyond all belief and made to go through these trials and some shit like that.
Okay.
But he's really old, basically.
Do you need to play the first two to understand what's going on in the third?
I would recommend reading about the second one.
Okay.
Because a lot of the stuff they mention doesn't rely on you knowing about it, but it'll mean
it helps. Like, you kind of go, oh, yeah. Okay, I know that. Okay.
Because there's, like, so many recurring characters.
Yeah, because I really want to play The Witcher 3.
Mm.
And I know the other two are good, but, like, just the thought of having to trawl through three massive RPGs.
Well, one of them's on PC as well.
Yeah, oh, so, God, yeah, no.
Yeah, maybe play a bit of The Witcher 2?
Yeah.
Just to get yourself ready?
I think I have it somewhere. Or at least my brother has it. I might give it a go. Yeah.
Like, you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah, I think I have it on 360, so I might boot up the old 360 and give it a go.
Yeah. I mean, I played bits of it.
Yeah.
So there are some people I'm like, oh my god, you're the guy, you're the woman, you're the... Ah, I recognize you! And there are other people where it'll go, you've met this person, and I'll be like, I literally have no idea who that is. I'm sorry. But yeah, Witcher 2 is nowhere near as good. It's very slow to start. It
okay.
makes you go through this really boring linear castle siege bit. And,
yeah.
And there's a bit in The Witcher 3 where it will ask you what you did.
Okay.
Like, kind of like Dragon Age Keep.
Yeah, so it will kind of give you a chance to make decisions and then see the effect without
it's
having
quite,
to play the game.
It's quite nicely done.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, we were just wondering what you were up to this particular bit. And you go, this is what I did. And he goes, very interesting. Then what? And you go, then I did this. And you get two choices for each stage.
Okay.
And it's basically like, who did you side with? Did you kill them or save them? Those kind of
very
that's simple
cool.
decisions.
Yeah, but that kind of leads to greater consequences.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it must be so much easier. If they're simple decisions, it must be so much easier to kind of branch off from there than be like, okay, did you leave this guy and let him turn into an elf, or did you take him and turn
like
into a unicorn?
Yeah,
exactly.
And you're like, I don't know, which one of these is the evil decision?
Yeah, like, I think the thing I quite like about, I think it's different because I played all the Dragon Ages and was like, okay, like, I know the game, like the back of my hand, because it's a beautiful back of my hand. Look at it, it's so pretty.
So many dragons.
I know, right? It's just like a little tattoo of Alistair there now. It's like, I just know it so
That's your next one. That's your next tattoo.
That's my next tattoo. I've been thinking about it, and that's the one. But yeah, and so like, but I can just imagine looking at Keep, having not played any of the games, I'll just be like, what is this? Like, I can imagine that would be properly confusing.
Especially the DLC bits, because
the
main arc of the story you can kind of follow, but then the Keep goes into little bits, and you're like, I have no idea who this person is.
Well, I know, I've heard quite a lot of people who have played them even going, I can't remember what I did for that bit. Like, I mean, it's quite cool. Like, there's, you know the dwarf girl you get who does the, who works in, like, the smith bit area?
Dagna?
Yeah.
Dagna.
Like, she, in the original ones, like, you meet her, and she's, like, this dwarf that wants to study magic, but can't because dwarves can't get magic, and you kind of encourage her, and you can, like, help her go along, which is quite cool. And then she comes back, and she's like, I did it, and look at me, and all that. That's quite cool. But I can understand, like, stuff like, just, like, the smallest decisions like that. I was like, I don't fucking know what I did there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I had a real problem with Leliana, because everyone who'd played loads of the original games were like, oh my god, Leliana's back! And I was like, who's... She's mad in my game.
Yeah.
She went insane at the end.
Yeah.
And just killed a load of people. And I was like,
oh my god! So tell me, I still haven't finished it.
Oh no, it's a choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did... Because
I messed up.
I'm still playing because I reviewed it, and I decided to review it, just without... I didn't do any of the Keep stuff.
Okay.
I just went in straight. And I kind of decided to play it as, like, doing all the choices I wouldn't usually do.
Interesting.
So I usually play as, like, a rogue elf. So I was like, I'm going to be a Qunari warrior. So I played as that. And I'm glad I did that. So it's like, I get to experience a different kind of side to the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, but Liliana now is just going fucking mental. Because I've made all these choices, like, just kill them and stuff.
Yeah, she's a bit weird.
And ever since you said her face looks like a sex doll,
she
I can't see it.
Witcher has really good faces. Dragon Age, the faces are, like, okay, but
some
they're a bit
some of them are
odd.
Good, and some of them are just, like, that's
shiny,
not quite right.
And kind of...
It's the same with all BioWare games. They never quite get the faces perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they will. If you keep on building on it, it can only get better.
Though someone did point out in The Witcher, the women are all... Oh, it was Luke Carmalli that pointed it out.
Yeah.
I should give credit. All the women are either stunningly beautiful, like Victoria's Secret models. Yeah. Or crones.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one
the
in
two,
between.
The two stereotypes of women.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually blown away by how unbelievably attractive random peasants are.
Yeah.
The men, not really. They're kind of quite rugged and weird looking.
Yeah.
But the women are like, oh my god, you're beautiful!
That's the thing. It's like, people can never seem to get, because they kind of go like, oh yeah, but then there's these female characters, and it's like a wizened crow like, hello there, my lord! And it's like, where's the ordinary? Like, I know that, you know, a game like The Witcher isn't going for ordinary. I mean, like, you just turned a flesh mound into a horse.
But like,
just like, it's meant to be this living world.
Yeah.
And the world isn't inhabited either by crones or supermodels.
But I kind of want to give them credit for discovering how to make, like, CGI women unbelievably hot. Because you don't really tend to get hot faces.
No.
You get hot bodies. And that's
the concept art or the art is hot. Like, actually getting it to, like, move and still look hot and kind of live in the world and still look hot without being kind of like...
They're just so unbelievably attractive, to the point where every time I meet a new woman, I'm like, can I bang her?
Can I bang her? Is that a thing? And they're probably like, yeah, go for it.
And some of the ladies of the night, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have really weird hair.
Yeah, I really want to play it.
You should. You will.
Yes,
you
I will. I'm determined.
Play The Witcher 2 in the meantime.
Yes, okay.
Just to get to know, like, some of the story, you'll appreciate it.
Cool.
Should we do questions?
Yeah, let's go for questions.
I think we've covered everything.
Yeah.
Those are good challenges, everybody. Yeah. High five.
Good quizzes.
I'm going to start from the top and go down.
Cool,
and if
awesome.
Any of these turn out to be weird questions, then... Oh, well. Our first question is from Gary Dutton. He says, if each of you were dismantled into your component parts by a blacksmith, like they do in The Witcher, what would you be made of? Now, I should probably explain this.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, I think you can do this in a lot of RPGs. Mm-hmm. You pick up random junk.
Yeah.
And rather than it just being junk and taking up some of your space, and then you sell it for, like, one coin, you can actually dismantle them. So you pick up a rake and you can dismantle it into, like, timber.
Oh, and get metal and wood. Okay, yeah.
So I think that's what he's talking about. I don't really know
how. Okay, so what would we be?
Yeah.
Okay, I would... Does he mean, like, what parts of us would be best, or what defines us? I think my hair.
What hair might sell for a lot. Objects would someone
actually, yeah, there's not a lot of my hair, so it probably wouldn't sell for much. It's quite soft. That's about it, really.
Down. It'd be used
as
down.
Yeah, it would be used to, like, stuff pillows.
Or maybe they could, like, scalp you and make it into a nice hat.
Because my hair, like... My hair's kind of like, it's more like duckling fluff than hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like fur. So it would make a nice, quite cozy hat.
It would.
Yeah, and it's quite short, so it's, you know, nice.
So we'll go for fur. You get a pelt.
Fur. Yeah, pelt.
It's basically
that's
a holly pelt.
Oh, that makes me sound like I'm really hairy now.
You are quite hairy.
What does that mean? Everyone's knuckles are hairy,
you're tickling
right?
me from over here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What else? What else could people craft stuff? Like, your skin, I guess? Your hide.
Hide. Yeah. Human hide. You
teeth.
Have nice nails.
Nails.
Very nice nails.
But, like, you could use them as armour.
Yeah, or
like
you could use them as, you know, kind of fake nails that you just stick on directly. They could just...
That's really gross.
Be that. But, okay, we're talking about creating... I got a human... You're using my scalp as a hat here.
I've just realised, I don't know what a nail looks like when it's not attached to a finger. Like, you know what teeth look like?
Yeah.
The root.
Like,
and
do
that.
They have, like, oh god, I was just thinking, imagine someone pulled out your nail. Ah! And then what does it look like?
I kind of want to look it up, but I also don't, because we might throw up everywhere.
Okay, look it up quickly. Okay. Look it up quickly.
What do I Google?
Just,
like,
fingernail.
Fingernail.
But that will just come up with.
Fingernails?
Yeah, on the finger. Without finger.
Taken off?
Yeah.
And that's just going to show his fingers. Ah!
Okay, like, avoid surgery. Avoid surgery.
I just want to look at the actual fingernail. Why is everyone taking pictures of the fingers?
I don't want the finger. I just want the nail.
Uh-huh.
Oh! Okay.
Unsurprisingly, this is really
unpleasant. No, that's really gross. I don't want to get rid of it. Okay.
That was horrible.
Okay, why should we... Okay, that was a bad idea.
Because I want to see what a fingernail... I imagine it looking like a fake nail. You know, kind of like...
Yeah.
It looks the same.
Perfect
just
and round
unattached,
and...
Unattached. But there's stuff under the skin.
Yeah, but is that nail or is that, like, I don't know...
Softness?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's another adventure for another time.
An unanswered question.
Yeah.
If anyone finds a picture... that's not completely disgusting. Yeah. Like, we don't want to see finger.
No, just the nail. Just the nail.
Okay, that's our request. That's your homework. any more component parts? Teeth. Teeth are a thing you can get out
teeth,
of...
Yeah.
When you loot monster bodies, you can get brains, teeth.
Yeah. What are brains and, like, used
livers?
For?
Basically crafting potions.
Okay, yeah. Okay. See, my teeth are okay, but I've got... You could also get, I guess, if you had my teeth, you could also dismantle them for metal, because I've got a metal strip on the back of my teeth.
Okay.
So you could get metal
a
and
tiny bit
tooth.
Of metal.
Yeah, literally yeah. a tiny strip
it's like
of
getting
metal.
Copper out of wires.
Yeah,
you have to
pretty
get loads
much.
Of it to make it worth it.
Yeah, you pretty much just get a tiny, tiny bit of metal.
Now you've said that, you're going to get copper thieves coming in and stripping you of your
I'm going to wake up and there'll be all these kind of like Victorian-style Artful Dodger, like, I'm just getting the lead out your teeth. I'm like, no, fuck off.
Our next question is from Cloobs Clitonic. Clitonic.
Cool, that, Ice that Cubes.
What can someone do to make a video guide for a game the best it can be? Are we talking, like, how to do this?
Yeah, because I don't personally, I'm not a YouTuber or anything like that. I mean, this is more of a question for you than for me, because,
yeah.
yeah, I either just kind of stand in front of a camera and go, I like this game, or I write stuff down and hide.
I'm thinking of making some Witcher 3 guides, actually, so this is something I've been thinking about.
Ooh, okay, perfect.
Basically, what I really want to do is make how to play Gwent, which is the card game in The Witcher, which I love so much.
Yes, I see you tweeting about
it
a lot. It.
It's basically Hearthstone, but with slightly different mechanics.
Okay, okay.
So, what can someone do to make it the best it can be? Make it really straightforward. Explain it like your entire audience are morons, but don't treat them like morons.
Yeah, don't be patronizing.
Yeah,
don't
condescend.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when someone makes a video and and they're just really condescending and patronizing. Or it's like, okay, hey guys, so I'm going to be playing this video game. And it's like, oh no, I'm not,
Just like simplify it as much as you can. Script it, definitely script it, because I was thinking if I tried to just ad-lib the Gwent one, I'd end up getting caught up in loads of really dumb things. I'd be like, oh, and then I do this, you don't have to do this, but I do
this. Or you end up rambling on stuff that isn't relevant, and they're like, what? This isn't a guide.
Use a lot of pictures and videos to illustrate your point, because it's really hard to understand what people mean when they're just talking.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
And also, if keep your rambling for podcasts, because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yep.
Ben Ted says, should Rockstar bring GTA 5 to the Wii U?
No.
See,
it wouldn't have the... Surely it wouldn't have the right kind of hardware to be able to pull off that game.
My view on AAA games on Wii U is not fantastic. Obviously, I love the Wii U.
Yeah.
Used to do all the Nintendo stuff, so I'm not going to be like,
I think
Wii
the
U
Wii U
is bad.
Has some of the best games out of...
But they're not... the kind of AAA that people want on the other consoles.
No.
It's not a console for that. We don't need Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs.
No, it's really not, because the people who want that kind of thing will have a PS4 or an Xbox One or a 360 or something like that. And a Wii U is something you get if you want the kind of...
Very
if you want Mario
Nintendo
Kart
things.
And, like, you know, all these, like, interesting different games.
Yeah, people want the Wii U to be... like an Xbox or a PlayStation. It's never going to be that. It never has been that.
And it neither should it be.
No.
Like, it shouldn't have to be. You know, you've got the PS1, you've got the Xbox. They pretty much cover that. There is room for something different and something that provides something a bit different.
Like, I feel bad because a lot of people will have only a Wii U and they've made that decision.
Yeah.
And it means they can't play those kind of games. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't want to play them on Wii U anyway?
Yeah,
just don't.
No, I guess also the thing is as well, the Wii U is the kind of thing that you get once you have one of the others, generally.
Mm.
Because it's cheaper, especially now you can get it in like some really good bundles.
Yeah.
And get some like really good stuff for like 150 quid and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a difficult one. But yeah, I'm saying I'm not fussed with AAA games on Wii U
I'd
at
say
all.
Like the Xbox One and your PlayStation 4 are your... basic clothes.
Yeah.
Your trousers and your tops.
Yeah.
And the Wii U is jewellery and hats and sunglasses. You'll never regret having them, and you look cooler, and everyone envies you and goes, oh my god, your outfit's so much more complete. But, you know, they're not for everyone.
Exactly. And often if you have to pick out your favourite things, you'll go for that goddamn fancy hat that you bought. You don't go for, this is the t-shirt I wear every day, I like, but I, you know.
Yeah, it's got a nice slogan on it. Yeah. The sleeves are all right. I suppose it does the job.
Yeah. There's only one small ketchup stain on it. Yeah. Doing well.
That makes it sound like we really hate the PlayStation Xbox. We don't.
No, we don't.
We just really like hats.
Yeah. I'm going to wear my hat right now.
Obligatory biscuit question, says Matt Davies.
Okay.
What biscuits could hold their own comic series? What would their costumes / origins / powers be?
Oh, God, that's a lot in a question.
I think we should change this slightly, too.
Okay.
Let's replace all the Avengers with biscuits.
Okay, I could do that. Okay.
So, Hulk, what's Hulk? He needs to be Hulk. Robust, like a digestive?
I'm thinking more of a kind of like, oh, man, what would Hulk be?
Something like a... like a punchy biscuit.
Yeah,
like
a punchy biscuit.
An oat biscuit.
An oat cake.
You know? So he's like, oh, I'm going to get oats in you.
An oat cake, which isn't actually cake, it's actually a biscuit, but an oat cake.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. Okay. Hawkeye.
Hawkeye would
kind of
be
light.
Kind of a bit useless.
Yeah, like a pink wafer. You can't really do anything. You can't dip it in.
Or like a jammy dodger.
Oh, I like jammy dodgers.
People like him, but...
I don't know, I feel like a jammy dodger's
can't
a
do
bit...
much. They crumble easily.
But they've got jam in them.
So, actually, who would be a jammy dodger is Iron Man because he's got the heart. Yeah, there we
Duh.
Go. Okay.
Okay, so Hawkeye, I think he'd be something a bit like, like a wet blanket of a biscuit.
Yes.
I like Hawkeye, but...
So pink wafer. Pink wafer's
no
a good one. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
We like pink wafers, but meh.
I wouldn't choose them to, like, hold up a building.
No.
Which I would with other biscuits.
I would go for Black Widow. I would go for one of those. You get them in kind of biscuit selection packs where their biscuits covered in, like, dark chocolate.
Ooh.
With a slight orangey flavour.
The kind get in Marks and Spencer's biscuit selection.
That's exactly the one I'm thinking of.
That's what she is. She's a fancy Marks and Spencer's dark chocolate biscuit.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, who else is there?
Captain America.
Captain America would be like a staple. Captain America would be the digestive.
No, he'd be a cookie because he's American.
Oh, yeah, true. He'd be what are they called? Cookie Ahoy? Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Cookie Ahoy.
Yeah, kind of like an American staple, but like a bit boring.
Can be a bit bland.
Safe, but, you know, you'll always want him.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a nice butt.
Like you've been eating some weird cookies. What's Thor?
Thor.
Think
would
of a
be...
weird Scandinavian biscuit.
Oh God, he'd be like a kind of. He'd be one of. It's not Scandinavian, but you know those little German short, like German gingerbread cake.
Oh,
things?
Lebkuchen.
Yes.
Cookie.
Yeah.
I have a terrible German accent. Let's not try
it. Lebkuchen.
Basically, like gingerbread.
Yeah.
But a bit squidgier.
Yeah, and with icing around them. They're nice.
Yum. Is that all of them?
I think so.
What would Nick Fury be?
Nick Fury would be... I don't know.
Chocolate digestive?
Chocolate hobnob. It's quite hardy.
With an eye patch on it.
Yeah, with an eye patch. I mean, let's not be stupid here.
I don't know if I've gone chocolate. I think he's more of a digestive because he hasn't really got anything exciting.
Yeah,
he's just the leader of the biscuit.
Yeah, but he's all kind of like, Nick Fury. He gets them together.
And that makes him a chocolate digestive.
Well, chocolate digestive isn't one of my favourite biscuits, so he gets that.
So Nick Fury is your favourite Avenger?
No.
That's terrible reasoning.
Oh, I just remember when we're talking about butts, I'm looking for, I've been looking for like a mouse, just like a mouse for my computer.
Yeah.
And on my laptop. And I just looked on Amazon and typed, you know, like mouse computer thing. And I got like, you know, those awful, awful mouse pads with the butts or the breasts of anime girls.
They look comfortable.
They look comfortable, but the thing that I always find really strange is that they always look really distressed.
Mm.
Like, they're always kind of like, oh! Like, could you imagine if there was a male version of that?
Yeah.
With, like, Captain America's butt, and then Captain America's, like, looking round at you going like, ah!
I think that the fiction behind those mouse mats is that you're touching them and they'd rather you didn't.
Which is really
horrible. Weird
and horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was looking at that and I was like, wow, oh, that's really strange.
Yeah.
But there was
Joseph
like,
Nielsen has a question.
Oh, God. But also the thing, sorry, I found really weird is they have reviews, which is really strange.
Are they
but
good?
Yes, they like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Joseph Nielsen says, if you could design your own Mad Max vehicle to roam the wastelands in, what would it be?
I would want tracks, you know, like tanks have.
Yeah, they weren't very off-road, those cars, were they?
No.
Which seems
I would
like
want,
a bad idea.
I would want kind of, you know, those tank track things.
Yeah.
And I would want... I don't know, some kind of, like, glitter ball at the top.
Oh,
so it
so
kind
practical.
Of shines. Yeah, but it looks good. Okay, if we're going into practicality, the man with the flaming guitar was
That's
not very
cool.
practical. It was cool.
It was really cool.
Like the glitter ball.
Okay. It's not really very, like, post-apocalyptic funky rock, is it?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's my car.
Ball.
Exactly, I'm standing out. I'm being unique.
I want the war rig. I don't even want to be creative about this. I want the war rig. think how cool you'd feel driving this big spiky oil tanker.
Yeah, but then I'd also want like a nice living room with a Kofi Sumfer.
I think that's one of the actors.
Kofi Sumfer?
Yeah.
Oh, she's brilliant.
I actually had this thing the other day. You know Kobe Smulders?
Yeah.
She's the lady who used to play Robin Scherbatsky in How I Met Your Mother. Joe would not believe me that that was someone's name. We were watching The Avengers, and I was like, oh, it's Kobe Smulders. And he was like, sorry, what?
Kobe Smulders?
He thought I'd said it wrong. He was like, Kobe Smulders. And I was like, yeah, Kobe Smulders. I meant to say that.
The more you say it, the more ridiculous it gets.
And I was like, she's Canadian. I don't know. That's what they call their children.
It was like my favourite thing ever. Is the guy who did the the theme music and the ending music for The West Wing is a guy called Snuffy Walden. So, like, it's just, I always, and also the music of The West Wing is incredible because it's like the ending music. So it's like, there'll be like a really serious bit like, Mr. President, 5 people have died in Devon. And then all of a sudden it'll be like, and then I'll be like, music by Snuffy Walden. I'll be like, I love him. I love him so much.
I'm showing you this one now. The president of Food for the Poor is called Robin Muffood.
Robin Muffood.
Robin Muffood.
That's so unfortunate. It's like, didn't Nintendo just hire Bowser?
Bowser. Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser.
And they also posted a picture of him on his first day holding something like, congratulations for being hired or something.
Yeah.
And in the background was like these stuffed toys of Mario and Luigi that have been tied up.
That's cute.
Yeah.
See, just also the name Doug is just so kind of like sweet to go next to Bowser.
Yeah, we have so many questions.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let's try and go through these really fast.
Okay.
Ashley Johnson says, I've made an origami parrot and it needs a name.
Kevin.
Kobe.
Oh, no. That's a girl's name.
What? The parrot might be a girl, Holly.
No, it's Kevin.
Okay. Sean Bell says, did you ever answer my one about burgers? I haven't caught up.
Yes, yeah, we did.
Top 6 burgers.
Yeah, and we were really bad at that, so sorry when you finally hear the answer.
So many burgers. Bitsocket says, they're both married now.
Oh, that's quite cute. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sweet. Have you listened to their latest podcast?
No, people keep telling me to.
Yes, I listened to it, and it's filthy. It is filthy.
Copycat.
Yes.
We've been around longer. Okay, who's the strongest swimmer, Michael Fassbender or Idris Elba?
I'm going to say Fassbender.
I'm going to say Elba.
Okay, cool.
Feels like they're trying to catch us in a trap of some kind.
I know, I don't know.
Chris Scullion says, who would win in a fight between Kiss and N-Dubs? Now, just a little background to this. He had one of his rubbish film screenings.
Yes, I was meant to go to that, but my parents were here.
Me. God damn it.
Mum and Dad.
Kiss, the film about Kiss, was rubbish. Like, not rubbish in a great way, just kind of rubbish, actually. But the second film was maybe the best one I've ever seen.
Oh, God. What was it?
Oh, it was called The Tale of Ricky, and basically it was about
this really
buff man that got sent to prison, and then just all this disgusting, incredible gore, like a man fell face down on spikes and lived.
What?
And
it was like in a prison?
Yeah.
Why were there spikes?
Well, the whole point behind the film is that prisons have been franchised. Dun, dun, dun! Which basically makes all the guards really shit at their jobs.
Okay.
And, like, the gangs run the prison. And the guards just leave doors open all over the place. And, like, there's this one bit, which made my favourite bit in the entire film. So, they decide to bury Ricky alive because he's done something and they're quite angry at him.
Yeah.
They give him this bamboo tube. Right. Uh-huh. And the bamboo tube is maybe this big.
Okay, so quite
like
big.
5 or 6 centimetres wide.
Yeah.
Right. And you see it, and it's kind of stuck in the ground. He's breathing out of it, and there's a dog next to him.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I think I've got the scale of this.
Yeah.
And then it goes across to this drain that's maybe about 1 foot wide.
Okay, okay.
And someone jumps out of it. And you're like, wait, what?
What?
So you've seen all these objects, and you're like, I know exactly how big these objects are. I know how big that drain is. And oh, there's a person coming out of it!
Is it a tiny person?
Well, no, but they're full size when they get out. And then they kick the dog in half.
What?
And the dog falls on the floor. The dog doesn't have any backstory. It's just a dog in a prison that's, I assume, guarding this grave.
Kick something in half.
Well, it basically splits open and all his guts.
How does that happen? In a kick?
I don't know. Martial arts.
Amazing.
Who would win in a fight between Kiss and N-Dubs?
N-Dubs.
Kiss are, like, possessed in the film.
Okay, but I think N-Dubs...
They have magic powers.
N-Dubs would just... I don't know. I think N-Dubs would go feral and just, like, eat them or something.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Sean Cleaver says, if you had a growth ray, what would be the best biscuit to enlarge? Oh, God, the Jammy Dodger.
Oh, yeah,
you could
have
a swim in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Like a pool.
Yes. Chris Butler, who would you enter for the next Eurovision?
I would enter...
British band.
I would enter myself.
Interesting choice.
I would enter us.
Yeah?
Toku Eurovision.
Would we do like a Chaz and Dave kind of... We're really shit Chaz at music, but we're going to do it anyway.
Like we'll do like a really plinky plonky, like donk, 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 like, and then we'll do our really bad rapping, like, we're Toku and we're here to say...
Vote for us in Eurovision today.
And
yes.
Then, oh, God,
and they'd
yes.
all vote for us.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
Blackmail them.
Exactly.
Athene Allen says, what is my purpose?
To grow.
Oh, that's weird. To grow.
Spiritually.
Yes. Please do that.
Yeah.
By the next time we record
yeah.
a podcast.
Or else.
But he also says, if that's too deep, which it was, who would be the most sexually entertaining? Geralt, Commander Shepard, or BJ Blazkowicz? I can never say his name. The one from Wolfenstein,
yeah.
which I haven't played, so not him.
I mean, I haven't played... I played the
it
other two.
It would be Geralt.
But I haven't played Witcher, but even I would say it would be Geralt.
It would
Geralt.
Be Geralt. He has this really cool magic spell that he does to influence people. And basically, the thing is, if it was in Harry Potter, it would be one of the unforgivable curses. Because he's basically controlling their mind. But all he does it for is to convince people not to fight... and calm people down, and it's really cute.
Aww.
Yeah, and for his horse, when his horse gets
wait,
goes,
what, has, what has this got to do with sex?
If you're freaking out about anything, he'd just be like, whoosh, whoosh, and you'd
that
be
sounds
like,
terrifying, oh. if you're freaking out. Or
I don't know, like, if you're having some kind of scary experience.
I just think that, I think Commander Shepard, if it's male Commander Shepard, no, because his voice annoys me.
Geralt has a sexy voice. He's like Batman.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm Geralt.
And also Geralt looks a bit kind of like grizzled, like, oh, I've slipped you prostitutes and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, Geralt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, he's lived for a while. He's got all that experience.
Exactly. So much experience.
Yeah. What does Commander Shepard have experience of?
Playgirl would love
drinking
him.
Drinking and worlds.
How to wow your Geralt in 5 moves.
What was the sex thing? The diddly do it?
How to, oh, God, I'm going to have to find it. 1 second.
That's what Geralt would say. He'd be like, hey, baby. Let's diddly do it.
It was, 10 hotspots to dippity do it.
Dippity do it, my bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, I think Geralt would ask for a chiefy chuff chugging, but there we go.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it made me laugh.
Aidan O'Donnell says, what was the last arcade game you played? Any good memories of playing arcade games as a kid? No, I live in the Midlands. There were, like, no arcade games anywhere.
I was terrible at them.
Still terrible at
them. Same.
I mean, we had them at, what was it called? Megazone, which is like Laser Quest.
Yeah, we used to have a thing like that. Buttons. But it always used to be really intimidating because all the bigger boys would be playing it and I'd be like, I don't want to go over, it's scary. And
I went to one in LA because we were doing some kind of Lynx filming.
Yeah.
So it was just me playing all these really horrible arcade games. Like,
oh,
I played one where you put the money in and it kind of slides it.
Yeah.
But it was like, you don't get money back, you just get tickets. So I got really pissed off.
Okay.
And there was this one called Big Bertha.
Oh, God.
So imagine if someone made a big fat lady with a big mouth.
Oh, God.
Out of, like, that kind of wax-coated fabric they make children's playthings out of. And you have to throw balls into her mouth. And she talks the entire time like, I'm Big Bertha!
Oh,
I'm
God.
Real hungry!
Oh, my God.
And you have to throw balls in her mouth and she puts on weight. And
oh,
there's
my
a
God.
Little counter to, oh, like, how much weight she's put on. And then
that's
you get
awful!
Tickets. It's... horrible.
Wow.
And I paid like 75 cents to play it.
Oh, I hope you feel bad about yourself.
Well, I had to. It was for
television. Yeah, you tell yourself that. Okay.
Dan Pierce says, wait, did you say which arcade game you played last? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Okay. Dan Pierce, which Ninja Turtle would you date?
I don't know any of them.
Neither do I. Moving on. We've done that one. Pookie says, you're exposed to radioactive ooze, which gives you 1 superpower and 1 super weakness. Choose for each other. Holly would get the ability to grow her hair really fast. Really, really fast.
Okay.
So you could just change your hairstyle, like, every 5 minutes. You'd be like, pshoo!
Yeah. And I could, like, use it as a lasso to, like, catch people. Is my hair really strong, or is it just normal
hair? Oh, no, it's really strong.
Okay, cool.
It's really strong, really long. like toilet paper.
Or,
that's the catchphrase for Andrex, or at least it was. I don't know if it is.
Oh, right. I thought you said hair. You, I thought you meant like you could use it as toilet paper, and I was like, that's
you could,
disgusting.
And then just cut it off again.
Oh, that's...
like you could use it to like tie up presents, and then just cut it, and then you could just grow it again.
Pretty nasty. They'll be like, why is Holly keep on sending these fucking hair presents? It's really annoying.
It's beautiful hair.
Okay, what's my weakness then?
Your weakness is. whenever you drink a cup of tea, you lose your superpower for an hour.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's quite... Okay, that's quite
an
good.
An hour, Holly.
Okay. Okay, I think yours would be... Your superpower would be that you could read people's minds, but the weakness would be... You could read people's minds, but the weakness would be is that you could only read my mind.
Oh, that'd be so boring.
I know, exactly. That would
like,
be so boring.
I know,
boring.
Holly, I know. Shut up, shut up.
I'd literally just be there going, oh, I really want...
Biscuits.
I'm going to play some Dragon Age now.
Think wait, how can specific... I read it from anywhere?
Yeah.
So I'm at home, and I'm like, oh no, Holly's doing horrible things again. Oh no, shut it out, shut it out. Ah!
Exactly,
okay.
It's a weakness. But then if, like, a crime happens, and I know the answer, but for some reason...
Why would you know the answer? Unless it's the crime at the Chelsea Flower Show.
Hey now.
Someone's been murdered at the Chelsea Flower Show!
Exactly. But I'm not going to say the answer for some reason. And that was answer, like it's an exam.
Great. But oh, yeah, I'm so lucky. Okay, just another gaming blog says, best video game movie? Not seen so many, so by default, Lara Croft is my answer. See, I've seen Lara Croft 3, and it was pants.
Yeah, it was. It's
not
shit.
That one. Resident Evil, I've seen it.
Does Wreck-It Ralph count?
Yes.
I really liked Wreck-It Ralph.
It's got actual games in it, so it's not just a game in a Inverted Commas film. It's an actual
game. Okay, so I'm saying Wreck-It Ralph.
Cool. Easy question.
Awesome. Ha. Huh.
Stuart
Knocks
Neal
out
says,
the park.
David Cameron has binned Trident. What biscuits should he buy for diplomatic meetings? Money is no object. Like there's some really expensive biscuit out there.
Wait, I'm confused.
Trident
being
like nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but I was about to say, what's the connection between Trident and buying biscuits?
For diplomatic meetings.
Is it literally like, okay, I really want to buy biscuits, but the only way I can afford it on this budget is if I get rid of our nuclear deterrent?
Duh. Now he has billions and billions of pounds to spend on expensive biscuits.
Yeah, I'd say fancy-ass Fortnum & Mason's biscuits.
Hell no, party rings.
Just a shit ton of party rings.
Can you imagine turning up to a diplomatic meeting? You're like one of the countries that's angry. And
yeah.
You turn up and you're like, ah! And then you see party rings and you're like, oh, they fit on my fingers.
And it's like, oh, this brings me back to being three.
And then you can use them for like analogies. You can be like, Trident is like this party ring. It's flimsy. And then you break it in half and everyone goes, whoa.
Oh, but you don't have the biscuit until you've got rid of Trident.
But I did.
Yeah.
I'm just proving to them why it was a good
idea. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go, guys, don't be angry about Trident. Because... And then I snap the biscuit. And they're like, oh my god!
And then they'll be like, why did you spend all our money on these shit biscuits?
And then I get Trident back and blow them up.
Okay.
Because don't badmouth my party rings.
Okay. That's fair.
That's all the questions. No, it's not. No, yes, it is.
Oh, I got one.
You got one.
On mine, which is, apart... what's the best... This is from McBee Pete. He says, what's the bestest non-square JRPG? I would say either Chrono Trigger. Oh no, is that Square? Fuck, is that Square? Fucking hell, I haven't played it for so long.
Might be.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, non-Square.
Check, because we're not very good at this.
Yeah, it is.
Soz, babe.
Oh, fuck.
Is Bravely Default? Is that... I haven't played a lot of JRPGs, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Oh, god damn it, Square!
Okay, does Square do... What JRPGs aren't Square?
JRPGs that... aren't square.
Square, yeah.
No, list. I don't know. I don't want a list of square
games.
Oh,
no, top 10 JRPGs. Oh, it's a video.
It's a video.
It's 18 minutes long.
18 minutes.
Oh, and the man is really creepy. I don't like him.
What does...
Jesus, I had 2 million views. What?
Okay, is he Earthbound?
Oh, I haven't played Earthbound.
The Persona series.
Oh, God, of course. Yeah, Persona. I've only played Persona 4. But it is brilliant, so that's
not
a good one.
I've not. I don't play JRPGs.
See, I'm not a big JRPG fan. Like, I remember when I was reviewing stuff one time, I got given, like, 3 JRPGs in a row, and I was ready to kill myself by the end.
Yay.
Yeah. But, Persona 4 is a brilliant one.
I like Fire Emblem.
Yeah. Good. Well, oh no, I think that's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of one that I realised it was a Square Enix one.
Yeah, Fire Emblem, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay, that's my answer then.
Okay, cool.
I don't play Persona 4.
No, I try and I'm not a huge fan.
I play fantasy RPGs that take several hundred hours, yeah. And that's it. That's all me. I play.
And I will stop and delete my save and start again if I don't like my character's hairstyle after 30 hours.
I spent so much time doing my Dragon Age person.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy that The Witcher is just like, this is what Geralt looks like, deal with it. And at first I'm like, oh, but I can't change his hairstyle that much. And then I was like, actually, no, he's really sexy. So it's okay. Though, one major problem I have is that, like, the first armor he turns up in is really tight-fitting.
Ooh.
And sexy-licious.
Yeah.
And all the other armor you unlock after that makes him look hideous.
Yeah, I've seen lots of people posting, and he's wearing, like, jester's outfits and weird things. Oh, that's another thing I was going to ask. Okay, because, again, I haven't played The Witcher, so I'm asking you.
Okay.
I've seen lots and lots of screenshots, and it's obviously a very pretty game.
It's a very pretty game.
But what's with
the lighting?
The lighting.
I've seen you complain about this, and you're wrong!
What? In every picture, it looks like there's a nuclear holocaust. Cost about to hit. Why is it like neon orange or neon purple?
Everyone takes pictures of the sunset and the sunrise. No one seems to be taking pictures of the in-between bits because normally it's just clouds.
Because the sunset and sunrise looks fucked up. Like
it's very orange.
It looks very jarring.
But I like it.
Well, I guess, again, I haven't played the game, so when playing the game, it might fit in properly.
I'm going to show you some of my screenshots. That's quite orange. That's very orange. But to be fair, she's in some kind of red lit.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with orange per se.
Yeah.
You know.
I haven't really taken many pictures of the sunset, so...
No, I'm just going to casually discuss.
These are all pictures of the picnic.
Oh.
Picnic pictures.
Picnic pictures.
Picnics.
Picnics.
This is a picture of him wearing some ugly armor.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I hope all you guys are appreciating this.
What
this
is that?
That's
that a crone?
That's a crone.
Yep, yeah, there we go.
That's actually a really cool story, and I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, because it's like, oh my god, it's the best story. And I was talking to Sam White about it, and we made completely different decisions.
Mm.
So my end was a lot more like, holy crap, than his.
Yeah.
So I told him what happened. He was like, what? That didn't happen in mine.
Oh,
so
man.
that's one of the reasons you should play it.
Well, that's one thing I've heard, like, lots of people being really positive about The Witcher, is the fact that the decisions aren't really kind of, this is good, this is bad. Mm. It's like, there's like, it's a real kind of like, I don't know, it's all a bit shit, or it's all like, you know, there's good and bad to everything.
Well, this particular
one, which is quite
hard
to do, I guess.
I made a good decision with a good and bad outcome.
Yeah.
He made a different decision with a good and bad outcome.
Mm.
But they were different good and bads.
Yeah.
And those led to a good and bad outcome. But, like, my outcome was good but sad and someone died. His outcome was good but sad and they didn't die, but it still wasn't good.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's really cool. That's you know, you don't really see that often. Oh my god, we're on
We've
an hour
run
20
over
minutes.
Quite a lot.
We have run over.
Sorry.
Very sorry. Okay, right.
Makes
we should
last week.
Yeah.
And the week a couple.
And
weeks
the week ago. But yes, we're gonna try and be good and regular now.
Yes.
So like a trusty period.
I was hoping you wouldn't. I was gonna be like a bowel movement, but I was like, no, I can't say that. And then you've just gone straight for periods. So,
well,
yeah, like a bowel movement.
Like all other bodily functions.
Yay!
Yay! So yeah, we better wrap up now before we go completely overboard.
Fine.
So yes, you should follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm How Not to Draw. At How Not to Draw.
Yes, come on, you have to remember the at, otherwise people get really confused and they're like, I don't know how it works.
Twitter.
We're on Instagram,
Toku
Podcast. We're on Twitter, Toku_Podcast, and
Facebook,
Tumblr. And
all
you
the
should
medias.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
Please do. We haven't looked in our reviews.
Oh,
in
yes.
A while.
We've had some really nice ones, so
maybe
that's
we'll
good.
We'll read them out
sometime. Yeah, maybe if you do a good one, we'll read it out. Ooh, incentive. Okay, right. So, yes. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.